is an hour. Good to wonderful to see some of the snowfall down around Mount Hotham and further south. And for the skiers, they don't get a chance to see it and spend some time there because of the lockdowns. But Victoria set to come out of lockdown tonight, so that should start to ease up things in part of the country. I think in the last week or so, we've had about 13 million people in lockdown. Okay, let's talk police matters this morning. And we tend to go a little bit off subject, and we might even do that this morning. Joining me from the Cairns District Crime Prevention Office, it's Senior Constable Matt Cornish. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Murray. How are you, mate?
Mate, good. I actually got a call from Russell Parker the other day, and I think he misses our chats, and I was telling him about how we've kind of gotten to a similar routine turn up and we turn the microphone on, we just have a bit of a chat. So let's do the same thing today, hey? make Russ jealous.
Yeah, he's an absolute legend, and to be even put anywhere near in comparison to him is an honour.
Well, look, this is a really interesting concept that's come out of the UK. This is a little bit left of centre, but something really, really different. Now, it happens so much these days, maybe for younger people, but also for older people as well. If they go along, maybe they're having a date, they're in a public place, but they've got some concerns for their safety because of somebody who may be threatening them in maybe a very subtle way, not in an outward way, and that they feel they need to be rescued and possibly taken away, not just slip out to the toilet and not come back again. Tell me a little bit more about Angela and Anton.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's funny you say, you know, slip off to the toilet and never come back again. And then you see the movies where they open the bathroom and the windows, curtains flop. Yeah. Never seen a toilet with a window and a curtain. But anyway, this is called Ask for Angela or Ask for Anton campaign. And as you mentioned, it was launched in the UK in 2016, and it's made its way to Cairns, actually. The Cairns Police and the Cairns Safe Night Precinct have put together this campaign and launched it 2 weeks ago. And what it does is it allows patrons to have essentially a code word that they can use to staff when they're in need of help. So you mentioned it might just be for the younger generation. They might be at night clubbing. They might feel a little bit uncomfortable about the presence of someone. Mm. They can walk up to the bar and say, "Hey, I need to see Angela." And that's the code word to the staff. They can remove that patron from the area discreetly and either transport them to their vehicle with security or to a taxi or even call the police if needed. And obviously, men can obviously do that as well by asking for Anton. But it's not just restricted to the younger generations. It can be the older generations. Maybe someone's dabbled in a bit of online dating and has met someone for the first time and it's not going the way they expected. They might feel very uncomfortable. They can actually go up to the bar staff or the restaurant staff and ask for Anton or Angela and be removed from that area. The training has been carried out by local police to 8 different licensed venues in Cairns, the largest licensed venues, mostly the nightclubs. But I expect this will be rolled out throughout the entire Cairns region to places including restaurants, which will allow patrons, obviously, the opportunity to get away from danger.
Quite amazing. It's certainly something that you would never have thought of, say, 5 years ago. But certainly with online dating and some of the things that are happening in this modern world, it's quite incredible and it's a great concept as well. Now, what about if there's somebody who legitimately works behind the bar and their name is Angela or their name is Anton? That's the only way I should imagine things might become a little bit unstuck and a bit confused.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how they came up with these particular names, Anton and Angela. Perhaps it's not the most common name, I don't know, but you know, obviously, once they've spoken to the person who's dropped this this code word, they can go out the back discreetly, have a conversation with them. If they legitimately wanted to see Angela, then they can clarify that.
Sure.
But it also gets them away from danger and they can find out the best course of action moving forward.
Wow, it's quite amazing. Now, as I said, this is something that's, how far wide is it actually being rolled out? So obviously, as you said, the Safe Nights Precinct, it's actually a bit of an initiative that's been taken on here in Cairns. How wide is it, or is it this is a bit of a trial area?
This is a worldwide campaign. Mm. It was, as I mentioned, it was launched in the UK in 2016.
Yep.
Cairns Police have launched it 2 weeks ago. It is not statewide as yet.
Okay.
In regards to Queensland, Cairns has stepped up and said, we want to launch this. So we're doing it. We've coordinated with the Cairns Safe Night Precinct, which are generally the big bosses of all the major licensed venues and the general managers. And we've launched it here 2 weeks ago. We'll see how it goes, see how well it's received, and no doubt other areas of Queensland, Australia, and possibly even the world will see what we're doing and try and raise the bar as well. It'd be fantastic if this was rolled out everywhere.
Yeah. Safety for people, you know, because they need to get out, especially after the pandemic, you know, getting out and about and actually meeting meeting people is going to become a novelty again. But unfortunately, there are those attendant risks. So ask for Anton or ask for Angela. A wonderful concept. Great to talk to you this morning. Senior Constable Matt Cornish, have yourself a wonderful day. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
It's Murray Jones for breakfast with Fair Dinkum Sheds cans. Make it yours. Make it happen. On Classic Hits 4CA.